Well, good morning, and we're only 8 days away from Christmas. Hi, this is Larry Sizemore, host of Faith Matters. I hope you're going to have a wonderful experience on Christmas, and that so far during the month of December, you've had a good time in preparing for Christmas 2014. We left off yesterday with a message that I preached a few weeks ago in our Christmas series, O Holy Night. And here's a continuation of that message. And by the way, let me encourage you to come and join us on December the 24th, our Christmas Eve candlelight service. We'll also be observing the Lord's Supper at the same time. We'd love for you to be our guest and be part of that. It's a special time each year. It will be at 5 o'clock at Fairfax First Baptist Church in the sanctuary. So we hope to see you there on Christmas Eve, candlelight service, December the 24th, 5 o'clock p.m. Here's a continuation of the message, O Holy Night. Many of you here this morning remember Jack Benny. How many of you remember watching Jack Benny growing up? He was had a dry sense of humor, didn't he? He was a delightful comedian. He entertained so many people, but you probably know this about Jack. Maybe you don't. He was a rather shy individual. In spite of him being on television and being out in the public, he was very shy. And the lady whom he eventually married, Mary, when he began to try to date her, here's what he would do. He would see her from a distance and think, you know, I'd really like to ask her out, but I'm just too shy. And so what Jack did was one day decided to go to the florist and send her a rose. The delivery boy came to the door, knocked on the door. He said, I'm from the florist and I have a delivery for Miss Mary. She took the rose and opened the card, and it simply said, from Jack. Next day, she got another rose, another card, from Jack. This happened several days in a row. Finally, she confronted Jack. She said, are you the Jack that keeps sending me a rose every day? And with his head sheepishly down and his hands folded, he said, yeah. He said, why are you sending me a rose every day? And he, with head down sheepishly, said, would you go out to dinner with me? She said, I would love to go out to dinner with you. And the rest is history. They were engaged, married, and had a wonderful relationship all those years. But every single day during their relationship and their marriage, Jack continued to send Mary a rose. Every day she would get a rose, a knock on the door, the florist delivery boy would come, and the card would be simply, love Jack. Every day, love Jack, one rose. Jack Benny, as you know, passed away in the morning of the funeral. When his wife returned home, that afternoon she was sitting down, and about the same time every day she heard the doorbell ring, and there was the delivery boy from the florist, and sure enough, there was a rose and a card. And she said, you didn't hear the news, did you? Jack Benny died. We buried him this morning in the cemetery. And he said, I know. He said, but just want you to know, Miss Mary, Jack, how much he loved you. Said he made arrangements long ago that if he died before you did, he wanted you to get a rose every day as long as you lived. And she continued getting that rose and that card every day that said, love Jack, until she died. I got to thinking about that, and I thought, you know what? That's exactly what God did for us. He sent us the rose of Sharon, Jesus Christ. And if you'll get under the tree at Christmas this season, you'll get a card, gift wrap, and you'll get a rose, and it'll say, the sweet rose of Sharon, God, from God who loves you. Aren't you glad Jesus came? Aren't you glad that His gift keeps on giving? Well, this Christmas season, when you see these poinsettias, the Christmas lights, the nativity, and anything associated with Christmas, the Christmas carols and the Christmas songs, be sure to remember that you're on His list. He keeps you in His continual love, and He wants you and I to experience the gift of eternal life. And I was thinking much about this Christmas season and about how much God loves us, and how much God has brought us together these years as pastor and people. And I, as a under-shepherd, have honestly through the years pastoring churches, have enjoyed the privilege of loving congregations and loving God's people wherever they are or wherever He has sent me. And nearly four and a half years ago, God sent me to be your under-shepherd, to love you, to lead you, to guide you in these days. And when I first came on board, I said, God, as far as I'm concerned, we are here to stay until you tell us otherwise. The last 4 or 5 months, God has been telling us otherwise. And for some time now, Sandy and I both have been in prayer about our field of ministry here and the possibilities of serving on another field of ministry wherever God would lead. But we had to make sure that we had His peace in Him releasing us from Fairfax before we would ever consider going anywhere else. He has done that. I've already shared with our deacons, our chairman of the deacons, and probably most of you are aware by now that I come today to tender my, after much prayer, my letter of resignation. And I'm going to stop there to share with my radio audience here on Big Dog Radio on Faith Matters that we are going to be closing out this ministry of Faith Matters. I've had a wonderful time here, nearly three and a half years doing this radio broadcast. And this Christmas season will close out the Faith Matters broadcast. It's been a privilege serving with you. I will have a message tomorrow and Friday and maybe a message Monday and Tuesday going into Christmas week. But that will be our final broadcast. Will be on Tuesday, Christmas Eve. We wanted everyone to know out there, the listening audience, listening to Big Dog Radio these 3.5 years for Faith Matters. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. I heard from so many of you every week throughout this ministry of Faith Matters as we've been on the air on the radio. Thank you again for listening. We will continue to pray for this area. Our hearts, even though we're going to be leaving, will continue to be with you. We will continue to monitor the progress in Allendale County and also in the churches that I pastored and all the churches in the area. God bless you. I would encourage you, even though we're going to be closing out the broadcast and leaving this area at the end of the year, that you will continue lifting up the folks here in Fairfax and Allendale County and the surrounding area, that they will continue to look toward the Lord Jesus Christ and exercise and demonstrate faith. And that's what this ministry's been all about. Faith, not just faith, but faith in the Lord. I also want to thank Rick and Carl Gooding for their support for this radio ministry through these 3.5 years and their friendship. And we'll continue to pray for Rick and Carl in the days ahead and the Big Dog Radio. Thank you so much again for tuning us in. We will, as I said, tomorrow and Friday, go ahead and share a little bit more from a message that I preached just recently, this past Sunday, at Fairfax First Baptist. And I hope you will enjoy that Christmas message. And I want to say on behalf of Sandy and myself, I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we will continue to think of you, love you, and pray for you in the days ahead. And let me offer prayer at this time. Father, thank you for those who have listened to this broadcast through these last several years. We pray your blessings upon them, upon the Big Dog Radio, and also, God, we pray for our churches in this area, that you continue to bless them. And especially as we get ready for Christmas and go through this Christmas season, we ask for your favor and ask for your guidance. And we look to you as the author and perfecter of our faith. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for those who not only have listened to this broadcast, but for those who have supported faithfully this ministry. We thank you for Fairfax First Baptist Church, Beach Branch Baptist, and those that are in that church that have supported this ministry, and those who have supported it through their finances that are not even part of this church. But thank you for their prayers and their support. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember to keep the faith, because faith matters.